If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, what happens to your body when you quit drinking alcohol for 1 month? And did I make it through dry January without cheating? I'm going to tell you in just a second. Good morning. It is Nikki, Sam, and Andy.
Good morning. Yeah, so I've been following you. I've been following you guys on social media for the last month or so now, and I've been watching you try to survive dry January. Mm-hmm. It's finally over. Did you make it?
I survived.
You did survive.
Now, my friend and I, we decided we were going to do this together, just like go hard in the gym in January and have zero drinks. She did not survive.
Oh.
She slipped up two times, but I didn't have a drop of alcohol the entire month. Until Friday. You know, it was harder in the beginning, and not because I drank all that much before, but I think it was just one of those things, knowing you can't, that you wanted it. So the weekend rolled around and I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? Mm-hmm. But toward the end of the month, I was like flying. I was good. I wasn't even thinking about alcohol at all.
Really? So going out with friends, partying on the weekend, it wasn't an issue?
I didn't do that. I didn't go.
That's what you did. That's the secret.
No,
okay.
I for sure did not put myself in that situation. I've done this in the past too, for like a month or two, and same thing. I find that it's in the very beginning, it's tough. Like first weekend, not drinking. If everybody's like, you want to go out? I don't want to. But toward the end of it, for some reason, you just feel like you don't need it anymore and you're able to go out and without having a sip.
Did you feel better? Did you feel more energized? Did it make a difference?
I think I did. Yeah. And they say that after just 1 month, you have better sleep. I didn't really notice better sleep, more energy. And this is kind of cool. They said that people who quit drinking for 1 month, and specifically if they do it at the beginning of the year, later they were drinking on fewer occasions. So even if you start drinking again after that month, you're going to drink less moving forward.
I haven't done a month yet. I'm working up to it. One day I will. I usually take like 3 or 4 days off in a week. And what I noticed, the biggest difference in my life, is that I feel so bored. I don't know what to do with myself. You know, I'm sitting down, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, wow, I could, you know, I would love to just have a beer right now. But, you know, I find mentally it's nice to just sort of get over the dependence, you know, because we all get used to it and everyone sort of drinks at different levels. And so it's just a matter of sort of getting that out of your mind, which is to me the toughest part.
I have a friend now who's going to do dry February, because she said January is the worst month to do it because you're kind of broke from Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
There is nothing to do. All the family and friends that you were surrounded by are suddenly gone. So she likes to like ease into the year and not drink in February.
If you are going to do dry February, actually go on to dryfeb.ca. It's for the Canadian Cancer Society. So if you're actually going to do dry February, do it for a cause. You sign up on dryfeb.ca and you can donate money to the Canadian Cancer Society as part of your
dry February. Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's an actual thing.
And if you'd rather wait, you could do Sober October because it rhymes.
Uh-huh.
If you don't want to do the February thing, it rolls off the tongue better. Exactly. Okay, just about 25 minutes after 6 o'clock, it's mornings with Nikki, Sam, and Andy. And we're getting to know Andy this morning. If you have any texts for us, you have to answer every question that is thrown at you, right?
I will be 100% truthful. I will answer any question that's asked.
Okay, good. We want some juicy ones. 92925.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Ask Andy anything. We're taking your texts at 92925. Good morning. It is mornings with Nikki, Sam, and our new team member, Andy, and we'd like to get to know you. You just mentioned that you forgot to bring pants, to pack pants when you moved here.
Yeah, I did. So we were
I'm like, this says a lot.
I was kind of in a rush yesterday and I forgot to pack pants. So
one does when they pack, you know.
Yeah, so we were given some clothes with our photo shoot and we were allowed to pay for them and take them home after.
Yeah.
So I bought the pants that I was wearing at our photo shoot that we did last week. So I had them with me at the apartment that I'm staying. So if I didn't have them, I would have been coming in shorts.
Oh, most God. Likely.
You just answered one of my questions that I was going to ask you, which was, what's your worst purchase ever? And I think those skinny jeans are the ones. So.
No, they're great jeans.
Today, they're the best purchase I've ever made.
Seriously,
they saved me.
True. You might have had to come in here wrapped up in a towel, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're,
I'm new. I'm trying to make a statement. I'm Andy.
Your jeans look great, and you're going to have to get to know us as well. And I will tell you first and foremost, and there's not a person in the city who would disagree with this, don't take fashion advice from Sam ever, okay?
Never?
Never. I mean, like, absolutely never, okay?
Just because I don't look the part doesn't mean I don't have taste.
Right.
I can decipher what looks good, what doesn't look good. You can come to me.
All right, so you can ask Andy any question you'd like to have answered. Text us at 92925. I have to say the most popular question that we're getting, so let's get it out of the way first, is, are you single?
Really? Is this gonna make or break me?
Tread carefully.
All right. Well, I'm not single. I got married in July.
Okay.
For the love of my life.
Okay.
So maybe or
no, that would be a no.
So you're free tonight.
This is a good question. Do you believe the Earth is flat? That is from Sebastian.
No, I'm not a flat earther. I totally believe that the Earth is round. No, I mean, didn't you date a flat earther?
I did date a guy who not only did he believe the Earth was flat, he was very passionate about the fact that the Earth was flat.
Really?
Yeah, just one date.
That's all it took.
That's a big thing. It's called the Flat Earth Society. They've got a lot of members. There's a lot of people on this round Earth that think it's not round.
Okay, so you're a round earther.
Yes.
Okay, good to know.
Before I get to my hard-hitting question, someone on Instagram wanted to know whether you like pineapple on your pizza.
No, I don't. That's wrong. Oh. It's wrong. Wrong on every single way
to
possible.
Not like it is one thing, but to say it's wrong, that's a bold statement.
Oh, yeah. No.
We should have asked this question before we hired you.
Yeah. This changes everything.
What, you guys like pineapple on your pizza?
Yes, absolutely. Pineapple is perfect with pizza.
I'm adverse to it, but I wouldn't go knocking it.
Well,
you know?
I'm done. It's been real, Montreal. Thank you.
Okay, so I got a couple questions for you. What's your go-to drink?
Whiskey.
All right, good man.
Yes.
I like him already. You're back in the good books. Yeah. Do you drool when you sleep?
Oh,
I do.
Gross.
You do?
I do.
Right. I didn't know
like
that I
excessively?
Did.
Excessively?
No, I wouldn't say excessively, okay. But the odd time, if I've had a few whiskeys, then yeah, I do drool.
The old whiskey drools. Do you sing in the shower?
No, never.
Never?
My wife does. It's more of like a yell sing, but I don't.
Do you ever sing at all?
No, I don't. I used to be in a choir when I was a kid.
What?
Yeah, I used to be in a choir, and I was awful at it. I think they just put up with me, and I haven't sung out loud since I was 13 years old.
We're going to change that.
This
we're going to get
some vocal therapy.
We're going to get you singing here for sure.
What else do I have here?
How's one? What is the most annoying habit in other people that you find in other people?
Good one.
You know what it is? It's the toilet paper. You know, the toilet paper over or under? I cannot stand the under. If you invite me to your house and I'm going to use
under?
Your bathroom, I'm changing it to over.
It's got
to
be over. I can agree with you on that one. I won't agree with the pineapple pizza, but I can agree on that one.
50-50.
Yeah, it's got to be over.
Yeah.
What do you spend too much money on? This says a lot about a person because we all have that thing, you know?
I don't spend, I'm pretty good with my money. I do spend, my gym membership is a lot. Per month. I used to be part of like a CrossFit style gym, and CrossFit is expensive. I spent almost $200 a month at the gym.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, but he's working out. He's in shape. Sam has been pulling a lot of muscles recently at the gym, so you go easy too, both of you, all right? Okay, a lot of people want to know where you're from. We mentioned this last week.
I'm from Toronto.
Yes.
I am. I'm from Toronto. That's where I was born. That's where I was raised. This is my first time outside of Toronto, actually. I've never lived outside of the greater Toronto area.
Right.
So this is big time new for me. I'm happy to be here.
You said how much you love Montreal, though. We met you. You came here in the fall to meet us and to visit us.
And yeah, and I come every summer as well. So I know Montreal pretty well, but now I'm going to be living here and I'm going to get to know all the spots that, you know, the Montrealers know. I'm going to be one of those people. So.
Okay. And this is, of course, their follow-up question and very important.
There we go.
Are you a Leafs fan?
No,
there
I
we
am
go.
Not.
He's not a Leafs fan. Does
and
anything
I'm
else matter?
I'm not just saying that. I have never been a Leafs fan.
In fact, someone indoctrinated you with a nice housewarming gift of a Canadiens jersey.
Yes, one of my friends gave me a Montreal Canadiens jersey as a going away present.
Well, I can't wait for you to see your first Habs game here.
I can't wait either. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're getting a couple of inappropriate questions. I said ask anything, but it has to be like a little
like
bit
those,
friendly.
That's like girlfriends haven't even seen that before.
Settle down, people. This is first day.
I did just get a message from your wife, and she said, tell Andy there are some things that you tell no one, and having been in a choir is one of them.
Wait, she's messaging you? She hasn't messaged me this morning.
We talk all the time. Yeah, she said we're sounding great, so.
Well, it's nice that she's saying good morning to you. I haven't heard from her yet.
All right, more questions. Here's a good one. Ketchup with eggs. Are you a ketchup with eggs kind of guy?
Yes, absolutely.
Always ketchup with eggs?
Always, yeah. Not beside it, on top of it.
Mm-hmm. On top. It has to be right on top.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Okay.
Ketchup?
Well, yeah.
Cold ketchup on the eggs.
Who warms up ketchup?
Well, that's another question that says a lot about people, whether or not you keep your ketchup in the fridge or in the cupboard.
Once open, it stays in the fridge. But before that, no, keep it in the cupboard. But once you open it, once that seal is broken, it's supposed to be refrigerated,
no,
right?
No, you don't have to. You don't have to refrigerate it.
There's enough sugar and whatever other chemicals to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Corn syrup.
Yeah,
corn syrup,
absolutely.
A big conversation last night after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a really fun question from Layla. She said, how did you propose to your wife?
You know what? It was actually a really simple proposal, and one that she wasn't expecting. She came home from work, and I had kind of prepared. I had some flowers. I had some candles lit. I had some champagne on ice hidden away. And when she walked in, I was all dressed up. And I had booked it as we were going to go out for a nice dinner. It was on a Friday night. So that's why I was all dressed up. We were going to a fancy restaurant. And she said, okay, well, just give me a second. I just got home from the gym. I just got to go to the washroom. So she goes into the washroom, and she has no idea what's happening. And I'm so nervous. I'm pacing back and forth.
Were you
sweating? Hands are getting clammy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And finally, when she came out, I just took her by the hand, and I said, you got to give me a minute here. This is the most adult thing I'm ever going to do. And I had my little spiel, and then I got down on one knee, and in the background was Ed Sheeran's Perfect. It had just come out, and I had just heard it like earlier that day, and I fell in love with it right away. So I downloaded it, and I was playing in the background for
us. You make it seem like you have such a generic proposal. Like, that takes a lot of thought. I mean, that's like, I wouldn't be able to come up with all that.
No, you wouldn't.
You know, the champagne on ice that's hidden, the nicely dressed,
well,
the song.
I will say that the champagne on ice, I probably already took a couple glasses just to calm the nerves.
I was
so nervous.
Now, did anybody know you were doing this?
Her dad, because I asked for his permission.
Right.
And my parents.
Okay.
And one of her best friends, because I needed help with the ring.
Okay.
So.
That's smart. Smart.
Yes.
And it's worked out well, right? She obviously said yes.
Well, so far.
So far, so good.
Yeah. 6 months into it, we're doing okay.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Okay, apparently sometimes it really does not pay to be tall. I'm going to tell you what happened to this 12-year-old girl. We want to know what you think. You can text us this morning at 92925.
Yeah, so there was this restaurant in Brampton, an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant in Brampton, Ontario. And I guess they've got a deal for kids that are 12 and under. They eat half price. And
okay,
so,
that's a good deal.
Yeah, right? So there was a girl there, and I guess she was just under 12 years old, but she was tall. And the restaurant didn't believe that she was 12 years old. So they said, no, you have to pay full price. And the parent said, well, no, she's under 12.
Right.
Here's her ID. And the restaurant still didn't believe them. And they made this girl take off her shoes, and they actually measured her. And they said, well, she's of height of somebody over 12 years old.
You can't tell how old somebody is by how tall they are.
Well, they were eating with their cousins, and their cousin was there, and their cousin is 10 years old, and she's just as tall as a 12-year-old.
This is ridiculous.
It's not like they're giving away gold bars. This is sushi. I mean, so she has a few extra pieces of sushi. It's 90% rice. I mean, what is the
And who's
what is
to
the
say she
deal?
Is even going to have a few extra pieces?
Right?
I don't know. Like, especially since they had the ID. I mean, it wouldn't have shocked me if they were lying about her age, because I remember when I was younger, we went to like a buffet for my birthday. I was maybe like 11 or 12 years old. And if you're under a certain age, you eat for free or for half price a certain amount of kids.
Yeah.
And so my mom like lied about how old we were and said that. And one of my friends who was like the moral compass, apparently her parents had taught her not to lie, and she was like, I refuse to let you do that. I will not let you say I was.
did she correct your mom?
Yes. I was so mortified. I was like, Mom, why couldn't you just pay the $12?
When we used to go to movies as a family, my dad would say we were all kids under 12. When I was like 16 years old, I had like a full on mustache, and he was just, as long as you can get away with it, you know, he would lie about our ages.
He hit puberty early.
Yeah. Do not judge.
I tend
give
to
my
think,
discounted ticket.
I tend to think that young people look so old now too.
Oh, yes.
Like, they look a lot older than they are with all the like makeup and good genetics and hairstylists and tutorials that they're watching.
What's mind-boggling is that the manager of this restaurant was so adamant about sticking to the rules. And in this day and age with social media, when people, you know, everyone in the restaurant was filming and taking pictures and posting it, why would you shoot yourself in the foot?
Yeah.
You're doing yourself and your business such a disservice by being sticklers for these little things. And now the backlash is speaking.
And they totally embarrassed this girl, right? They
totally.
Because like, they didn't do it in a back room or anything like that. They made her take off her shoes and measure her right there at the table so everybody at the restaurant could see what's going on. It's just so embarrassing.
Yeah. And unhygienic. Take off your shoes in the restaurant? Disgusting. Yeah, no. I feel bad for the girl, too. I hope she becomes like the next supermodel, the next Kendall Jenner, because she's so tall.
She'll be able to afford a full price for her sushi.
And she's going to buy that restaurant.
Very true.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.